With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Maxine Hong Kingston, author of two acclaimed memoirs, The Woman Warrior and China Men, has turned to the 1960s in her first work of fiction, Tripmaster Monkey. Kingston says the title stems from a Chinese folk legend about a monkey in the 16th century.
People told his stories, sang the songs, and put on plays about a monkey who accompanied a religious saint. They went west, looking for the route west.
And brought Buddhism back to China. How does the Tripmaster Monkey relate to the 1960s hero of her novel, a young Chinese-American Berkeley graduate named Whitman?
Whitman has the spirit of the monkey, the spirit of play and humor and chaos and revolution.
Maxine Hong Kingston has a wonderful vision of the San Francisco area of the 1960s, for she too is a Berkeley graduate of that era.
This is a tour guide of San Francisco and the Bay Area. I wanted to get that sense of the fog, and what is it that's in the fog?
Kingston's novel is rich in imagery and dialogue.
I wanted to use the American language, especially the language of the 60s.
The novel is short on plot as it follows Whitman to parties, restaurants, his job in a toy store, and so on, but the reader cannot help but admire Maxine Hong Kingston's technical skill. Tripmaster Monkey was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Maxine Hong Kingston was born to Chinese immigrant parents in Stockton, California, where the only language she knew was Chinese.
I experienced all kinds of cultural shock and psychic trauma. I couldn't communicate with the other children out there.
Maxine Hong Kingston finally learned English at the age of 7. By the time she was in her 30s, she had so perfected the language that she wrote two acclaimed memoirs. Her newest book also draws on that skill of language, a novel called Tripmaster Monkey. Kingston is proud of American English, but says those who want English as the official language are acting out of paranoia.
In The Woman Warrior, I write about an aunt who comes to America, and she's surrounded by Spanish-speaking people, and she gets paranoid. We all get that natural reaction. We think, we don't understand what they're talking about. Oh, I think maybe they're talking about me.
Maxine Hong Kingston says she started writing The Woman Warrior, stories of her family's past, when she was 8 years old, but lacked the technical expertise.
That's how they came about, by trying it over and over again with new and more wisdom and craft.
Her new novel, Tripmaster Monkey, reflects Kingston's own coming of age in the 1960s.
I think it's an amazing time to have been young, to have participated in the forming of the next era, and to have been people who tried to put an end to the war in Vietnam.
Maxine Hong Kingston, author of Tripmaster Monkey, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Maxine Hong Kingston, whose new book is called Tripmaster Monkey, is not only a product of a Chinese immigrant family, but is a product of the 1960s as well. Kingston was caught up in the student rebellion at Berkeley, where she went to college, but she took a nonviolent approach.
I decided that I was not going to go to jail, and I was not going to get arrested, and I would get out of the demonstrations before the tear gas came toward me.
After college, Kingston and her husband Earl moved to Hawaii, where they lived for 17 years, and there they saw the Vietnam War even more clearly than on the mainland.
In Hawaii, you saw the ships with missiles on them. You saw the soldiers all wounded at the beach on R&R. You saw the tanks going around the island doing maneuvers.
The 1960s brought love-ins and be-ins and great rock, but Kingston says those things came about because of the war.
We have to be able to figure out how we are going to have wonderful dances and music and party without a war to oppose.
Today, Kingston feels more pacifist than ever.
I think one reason we have so much war is we think that a peaceful world will be boring.
Maxine Hong Kingston lives in Oakland, California, where she wrote Tripmaster Monkey, the tale of a young Berkeley graduate and his adventures in the Bay Area of the 1960s. Published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.